you tell us a little bit about your roles at St. Francis Hospice?
Yeah, sure. I'm one of the event managers at St. Francis. I organise events such as Fenke's Classic Car Fest.
Yeah.
Look after our London Marathon runners, Brentwood Half Marathon, Frankie's Festive Fun Run.
Excellent. And what about yourself, Jules?
So I work in the marketing and communications department. I'm a marketing manager. Everything that I do is based around communicating and engaging with anybody that has anything to do with the hospice. So that's supporters, volunteers, patients, families, and staff members as well.
So with St. Francis Hospice, if people haven't heard of St. Francis, which would be quite rare because it's very well known, tell us a little bit about the hospice and the work that you do there, because it isn't just at the hospice. You obviously have home care as well and looking after relatives.
That's right, yes. St. Francis is one of the largest adult hospices in the UK, and we cover Havering, Brentwood, Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge and West Essex. So we've got a very large patch that we provide services to. And we've got about 18 beds within the hospice, but we provide lots of other services as well. In fact, the majority of people that come through the hospice, we actually see them in their own homes through our hospice at home service. And we also provide bereavement counselling. We have a service called Orange Line. We have a day unit where we see outpatients during the day, where we offer various different therapies as well. So there's always lots going on.
And you would think sometimes when people say the word hospice, you're going to walk in and it's very sombre. It's not like that at all. And in fact, people that actually go to the hospice, their families and themselves feel settled, because you've got great pain relief, you've got nurses you can talk to, you've got therapists that come in. I know that you've got a drinks trolley as well that makes an appearance.
Yeah, we do.
If you are somebody that's in hospital and you've got a chance to get to St. Francis, it really does make a massive amount of difference in the care.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm one of many people that has the stereotypical viewpoint of hospice, but I've never worked in hospice before. And when I walked in through those doors, it was completely something I didn't expect. It's all about living life to the full, living with dignity and helping people who need the help.
And you do a Christmas tree recycling as well?
That's right, yes. We've got a Christmas market which we run every year, which is going to be on Saturday the 30th of November from 10 till 4 p.m. It's at the main hospice site in the education centre. Anybody is welcome to come and attend. We will have stocking fillers, Santa's grotto, we'll have stalls with clothes, toys, jewellery, crafts, and the hospice choir will also be there, so it will be a really nice sort of festive day out.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. They're very, very good. The choir's very good. Are you both in the choir as well?
No,
they wouldn't want me.
They've been banned from the choir. Yes. We were talking about the Christmas tree recycling service as well.
That's right, yeah. It's an absolutely amazing initiative. It's a service that we run with a company called Just Helping. So we will collect and recycle your real Christmas tree absolutely free of charge. The deadline is 8th of January, so you just go online and register your tree. All donations will help local people. The collections will be on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of January, and we're offering this service to all postcodes in Havering.
Wow, that is excellent. Now, you were saying again about volunteers.
We're always looking for volunteers, not only for the fundraising events, although that's certainly one of the roles. We're urgently looking for van drivers and van drivers' mates to help to collect and deliver patients to the hospice, but also for our retail stores as well. We need drivers for those. But then there's always a variety of roles, admin, reception, and people that can offer specific skill transfer as well, domestic staff, and the list goes on. So yeah, if anybody's interested, please get in touch. All the details are on our website.
And it doesn't mean that you have to give a 35-hour week. Even if you've got 2 hours a week, there will be roles for you within the hospice to help.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll work around whatever time the volunteer has available for us.